It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another time for...
I don't know why you do that. We have the music for a reason.
I don't get to slam my hands on the board any other time.
That's not true. You can do it all the time when your mic's cut off.
Well, you know, it adds to the drama. It's food court.
That's what... It's food court. Duh, duh, duh. There. I just won't use the music at all.
I don't
duh, duh, duh.
Yours is more...
You brought this on yourself.
Yours is more sarcastic and horrible. And your face, and you're leaning back with your arms and your hands like entwined. Duh, 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 looking so angry, like you're waiting for your number to be called at the DMV.
I tell you what, don't get me started on the DMV. They tweet back faster than they get to my claim.
Duh, duh, duh. That's going to be my new text tone whenever someone texts me. Nah, nah, nah. Today's topic, Josh.
Today's topic is smooth peanut butter or are you an alien? That's today's topic.
We crawl on my face. It's like Mars Attacks.
No,
right. Tom Jones to make me.
No, so it's either smooth or crunchy peanut butter. Where do you fall in this mix?
Down with the crunch.
No.
Down with the crunch.
No. Peanut butter. Butter is smooth.
Right.
Butter is not meant to be full of stuff. Even garlic herb butter is still mostly butter.
That's a new like slogan for the back of our t-shirts. Yours is butter is not meant to be full of stuff.
and then the front's in it for the crunch.
In it for the crunch. Well, see, mine would still be in it for the crunch.
That's right.
Yeah, in it for the crunch. If anyone has found anything out during this whole entire ranting and raving of these podcasts, the crunch. I'm all about the crunch.
I am, except for peanut butter, apparently.
Okay.
I'm a textural eater. That's where I draw the line.
That's the one caveat. Yep. You're like, except peanut butter.
I just don't understand.
I mean, it's not going to break my heart if it's creamy, smooth peanut butter. I will put that on a sandwich if we got it. Sometimes I have that craving for peanut butter and jelly sandwich. There's nothing better than a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, no. I have those occasionally.
And like a glass of cold milk. You're like, oh, so good.
All I can think of right now is the old Aaron Burr commercial, like from... Oh, God, never mind. I know that look. Mm-hmm. I have outaged the room. I have aged out the room.
Yeah.
Hopefully some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you that don't, we'll leave it at that.
That's right. Here's what a cassette looked like, kiddos.
It was a Got Milk commercial.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Got Milk slogan.
Right.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Not going to the rest of it. I'm doing this.
All right, cool. Well, that's what YouTube is for. So
that's
I'll
right.
look at it when
that's
we
right.
get
we will
out
find
here.
It when we're done.
Yeah, so, but I do enjoy the crunchiness of the peanut butter. It gives a little pizzazz. It gives a little...
No, I don't need that. If I have good flavored peanut butter and not trash in a container, I don't have
That's
to worry about it.
That's not the brand I go for. Jif is the brand I go for, not trash in a container. Peter Pan.
Well, anything crunchy. Whoa, whoa. Debate number two, go.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Listen, they got that recall.
Don't give me the Choosy Moms crap. Don't bring
recall.
That in here.
They got that recall back in the day. Remember back in the day when Peter Pan had a recall and they're like, Salmonella.
You know what? I
and
came out just
it.
Fine.
We had it and my sister had a tummy ache that day. And I was like, oh, it's the Peter Pan. And I've somehow in my back of my head, I'm like, don't eat the Peter Pan.
No.
Even though they do have honey roasted. Out. Have you tried the honey
That's
roasted
the
peanut butter?
Way I prefer, actually.
The honey roasted?
Yes.
Smooth?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
We want a little crunch in the honey roasted.
No, I don't. No. It doesn't matter.
Have you tried other butters, nut butters?
Like almond or?
Yeah, like almond.
No.
They even have like sunflower like butter.
Oh, yeah. It's no.
You're like, not going to happen.
Nope.
Cashew
no, thanks.
Butter?
No.
All right. Since I can't do drum roll. Yeah, I can do that one. Drum roll. Have you tried the cookie butter?
No.
Biscoff, it's cookie butter.
No.
It's crumbled up cookies.
It's not butter.
Well, I mean, I guess the consistency.
It's a spread. Cookie spread. It's not cookie butter.
But the other isn't butter. It'll be peanut spread.
Valid
this
point.
Is the argument.
Valid point.
Yeah.
That's why we're not having this argument.
Butter doesn't have crap in it. It's got to be smooth. But now it's peanut spread. So now we can forever like,
yep.
call it peanut spread.
Peter Pan, peanut spread.
Ooh, that's cute.
See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did grow up, and I realized it's garbage in a can.
No, it's not.
Salmonella in a can.
Oh. You have these phobias for no reason.
I'm telling you. Okay, side note on this debate. When it comes to the jelly, what are you looking to accompany your smooth peanut butter spread?
I know there are some who are grape only. I think you're one of those
oh, yes.
people.
Grape only.
strawberry or grape is okay with me. I don't really have a preference. Once you get into like the peach or the orange marmalade, that's where it stops.
To me, strawberry that's more or so grape, more or like toast, not like the sandwich. You know what I mean? Like I like a little orange marmalade on the toast.
I've never grown an affinity for it.
It's got like the little pieces of rind in it. Yeah. It's good. Blackberry jam, I like that on toast.
That's not a big fan of blackberry, so I don't. It's nothing wrong with blackberry jam, just not my choice.
Just not your
blueberry jam. Really good.
Blueberry, really? I've never tried blueberry. Yeah. So, yeah, crunchy peanut butter for me. The perfect sandwich would be the crunchy peanut butter Jif, and then it would be Welch's grape jelly, cold jelly.
You would be a Welch's person.
I would. Watch me. It's been good. Smucker's is good,
for
too.
Life.
Smucker's is good, too. I'll give Smucker's, you know, and then what else is it?
That's probably the only two worth having.
Now I'm like, now I have to research. No.
There's
no
need.
We didn't need to know. Brands of jelly. Brands.
Oh, jeez. Like, we've got that kind of free time.
I mean, you know, there's a computer here for a reason. Welch's, Smucker's. That's pretty much
and the internet lets us down.
Besides, like, you know,
the off-brand,
stuff,
the private label,
like,
store brand.
Okay, the Equate. Well, it's not Equate. On Walmart, it's, what is it now? It's not Equate.
Equate's the Walgreens.
No, Equate is like the medicine and stuff for Walmart and everything. It's like the Equate version, but now it's something different.
Doesn't matter.
All right, Welch's.
Great choice.
Yes, great choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so sure about that.
Not so
it's
great.
Average choice.
Yeah. It's the I don't get paid till tomorrow choice. Because there's certain things that you can go with more store brand. Like
we need to do one of those podcasts about
like what
branding.
Where your standards are.
Where are we
with your
brand specific? Where are we brand snobs?
Yeah, totally.
We'll get into that one with another one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need something.
I mean,
trust.
I'm sorry. This has got a very important. You need something you can trust. It's like you were doing a political ad for Charmin.
No.
Like, I need something I can trust. Hi.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. I stole that.
And I'm not.
I stole that.
I'm not.
Bill Engvall did a spot about that where he talked about recyclable toilet paper camping. He goes, I need something I can trust in the woods.
I was
so
gonna,
no,
you should have owned that one because I was going to give you full credit for
no,
that.
No, no.
Oh, man.
We're all about crediting proper sources in this business.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, even though you do. Give me a hard time about my choice in peanut butter.
I mean, it's like they did it halfway. If you're going to make peanut butter, make peanut butter. Don't make half of a jar of peanut butter with crunchy peanuts in it. It's like you did it halfway.
The honey
Step
roasted,
up, finish the job.
But Honey Roasted had only just now come to fruition. So suddenly you're like, oh, Honey Roasted is the jam.
It's still peanut butter. It's still totally smooth. They make a crunchy version of it. Mm-hmm. We've ordered it. By mistake, it's gone in the trash.
You didn't even entertain the idea of having the sandwich with it? So you're like,
No, I ate it because there was nothing else. There was nothing else.
Oh, yeah. You were like, there is no great choice.
No.
The only choice.
There is no great choice. You're stuck with one.
Oh, it's great value, not great choice.
Whatever.
We totally like.
It doesn't matter. We're not supposed to be using brands at this level anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Copyright infringement.
Oh, that's true.
Slander.
Now we need a new like brand we can come out with ours called Great Choice.
Sure.
Only
average
choice. Decent choice. I'm broke choice. And have our picture like, you can do it.
Yeah.
I know you get paid bi-weekly. Come on, buddy. Come on. Just muster through
our
this.
Our brand is
week.
One more week.
Oh, yeah. One more week. It's the poor weekend. Yeah. You're like, can't do nothing because we paid our bills.
Our brand name is paid next week.
Yeah. Well, it's like I was telling Tracy, who has been featured on our podcast before, that it's like, hey, payday's coming up. And I guarantee you, everybody gonna come in there with a biscuit. And they're like, hey, how you doing? That's when you're like, look at me, Mr. God Rocks. And then you're the next day, me. Watch me make $500 disappear. Magic.
Very true. So let's talk about, since we're making these arguments, well, it's not really an argument, I've already won, purpose? Mm. Where do you...
Purpose.
Outside of the peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, yes.
What other ways do you eat peanut butter that would be beneficial?
And chunky?
Sure.
By the spoonful?
What?
Do you ever just grab the container of peanut butter and be like, "Har, really?
No.
Oh, there's times like yesterday, I was like, I just want a spoonful of peanut butter.
Just like in passing?
I mean, you know, it's like someone who opened up the cabinet and got a handful of chips. I'd be like, yeah, this
those are not nearly the same thing.
I look, it's got protein in it. It's delicious. It's good. It's good.
I can't eat just, I guess I just can't eat peanut butter
itself. I mean,
itself.
I'm not like a dog sitting there like, nah, 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 nah,
no,
for 10 minutes.
No.
Like, I can't get it off the roof of my mouth. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just for my.
Do you eat anything like outside of jelly with your peanut butter? Do you pair it with anything else?
Banana. Peanut butter banana sandwiches? I do not. I will say this right here. Mark it down on this date. What is this? September the 9th, 2019. I will not eat a banana mayonnaise sandwich. I know that's a Southern thing.
What?
I feel. Oh, you haven't heard about banana and mayonnaise sandwiches?
No.
My sister loves them. My dad loves them. It's a thing. Duke's mayonnaise and banana. And they're like, oh, it's the sweet savory, blah, blah, blah.
I realize
no.
I will get
no.
just absolutely destroyed for this. There's only people are very picky about their mayo around here.
Uh-oh.
Now, let me start with this. Miracle Whip's trash. Miracle Whip's not mayo.
It's a salad dressing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm not like picky on my mayo.
So you're fine with Kraft.
Kraft, Hellman's.
Great choice.
But I mean, at the end of the day, as long as it's not Miracle Whip, I don't care.
Right.
Cuz Miracle Whip's not mayo.
See, I don't like mayonnaise to
be. I know people that are like Duke's.
Oh yeah,
till death do us part.
Like if my mom sent me to the grocery store for her and I came back with something other than Duke's,
she'd send you back.
I might as well just like not walk through the front door. Like it's like you.
Oh,
my sister
give you
comes
another
in,
shot to try this again.
Yeah, my sister comes in from New York to visit and she has to leave with like you know jars and jars of Duke's mayonnaise. I'm like, I guess they don't sell it up there. It must be just a Southern thing. I don't like mayonnaise, so of course I'm out of the running for that sandwich. But yeah, you like mayonnaise, so try the. But you don't like bananas.
It's not that I don't like bananas.
You allergic?
I have
kind of
a like a very mild allergy to them. So
what is the reaction?
Like my throat starts to close, but
oh, yeah,
never fully shuts
that's
down.
A,
it's
that's
just
a good
like
reason not to eat a banana.
No. Like it's not like anaphylaxis where you're like deuces. It's not right. That bad. It's just
like the Chiquita girl's got a little throat hold.
Right.
On you.
It's like I'm being strangled by a very weak man. And it's not pleasant. It's
mildly
Alex annoying.
It's choking me. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. But I just that I don't get that. Peanut butter and jelly for me is really the only thing. I will have peanut butter on crackers if I need something just quick. But I will occasionally put it on the cracker just like right where I'll go bloop dollop of jelly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that's good. Like
with
mini.
A buttery Ritz cracker? Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
Ritz
see?
Uh-huh. See, Andy Griffith was the biggest.
Peanut
like,
butter and jelly on toast or on bread? Bread or toast?
Well, just normal bread.
Okay.
Soft bread.
I don't understand. I've seen people that have toasted it, and I'm like.
No. Get out of here.
No.
No, I don't need that life. Because, I mean, to me, it's something about the soft bread, and you just. Oh, it's just so like. And it's that taste of childhood. It's
correct.
That nostalgia.
Exactly.
I mean, Jaren lives on peanut butter and jelly. I'm like, thank you, Lord. And he likes those Uncrustables, which are decent, but it's not the same.
It is not the same. Or but not. If in my last life where I was driving all the time, that was a go-to at Sheetz for me. I'd grab two of the Uncrustables because they're not large, a bottle of water, and a Snickers, and boom, my day is made.
You're like, me and the five-year-olds having lunch. How you doing?
Pretty much.
Well, give me some Cheetos and we're good to go.
But what else do you eat? Like, do you eat? Well, you said it with just a spoon. You'll eat peanut butter by itself, but
I mean, it's sandwich, spoon, maybe crackers.
Have you had it with marshmallow fluff?
Yes, that's good. Fluff,
is it
Fluffer Nutter?
Yeah,
I think that's what it's called.
I've never tried that.
It's
I've
really
heard
good. You need
of
to
that.
Do. We need to have like a video of, like Josh is trying to fluff.
My problem
nutter.
Is I can't ever get Remember? That stuff to work. No, it's just like you go to like how do you apply it with a. Spoon with a knife is
okay.
Just
so I know, like in my experience with making Rice Krispie treats, when you're going to deal with the
you make Rice Krispie treats with that stuff.
No, I'm just
like,
saying it's marshmallow. Oh, that would it'd be too thick, I think, because the marshmallow and butter ratio is what you use for the Rice Krispies. But
I was like, wait a minute.
When I'm spreading the Rice Krispies with a knife. I always take, like, rub the knife through, like, butter, like room temperature butter, like, I'll coat it.
Oh,
and that
no.
lets me, like, spread it out on the pan.
I use the the nonstick cooking spray.
Yeah. But maybe that's how you... hands. Ooh. Oh, hands on there. Little fingerprints.
No, just keep your hand flat and push down. More surface area. Much better than one of those spreading knives. It's not cake icing. It's a blob of stuff.
So, try that with
I do mine instead of...
Fruity Pebbles? Do you do Fruity
That's Pebbles? Right.
I heard that's delicious.
It's amazing.
I went to a yogurt shop over the weekend, and I did indulge in vanilla yogurt with Fruity Pebbles in it. They had a cereal option.
Oh, nice.
It was so good. Nice. And, like, we've gone to an ice cream parlor that does
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes,
so
we
good.
Have done
I mean,
that.
And I'm surprised the Fruity Pebbles.
Can hold up.
Hold up to, I mean, they don't get soggy
because they
stuff,
fail
so.
In milk, but they are
oh, they
great
do.
At
they
ice
are
cream.
Flimsy as all get out. They are like a bandwagon fan whose team didn't make it to the big game. We're like, I like this one. So yeah, that's pretty much it for the old peanut butter.
I just feel like we hit on so much stuff. Like peanut butter is just an additive.
It is. I think so. I think
is it the star of the show? If on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, is it the star of the show?
No,
it's the
I
jelly.
Think,
isn't it?
I think the jelly is the one. Mm-hmm. The peanut butter, it's the supporting actor.
It's the meat.
It's the screech of Saved by the Bell. Think
the
about
comic
it.
Comic relief.
Well, no, I mean, you had like the big characters like Zach Morris, Slater, A.C. Slater, Jesse Spano, Lisa Turtle. Then there's Screech. The show had Screech.
I'm
going to
stop you right there. You don't talk Saved by the Bell without Kelly.
Kelly Kapoor. Or Kelly Kapowski. Yeah, Kapoor is on.
Do not.
Don't. I mean, she was cute. I mean, yeah. I mean, she was the smoke show. She was the love interest of everybody. But
that's
anyway.
Right.
But you had the show, and they're all the jelly, because they're big, important players, and they have all the iconic scenes. Then little Screech is like there, but you have Screech, because you needed Screech's nerdiness. You needed that episode where he played chess and beat the machine. You know. I don't know. Maybe that was a horrible analogy. Maybe I need to stop watching Saved by the Bell at 7 o'clock in the morning. Maybe
it's not necessarily
I need to turn
horrible.
Off TBS. Maybe that's a thing.
I would just encourage them to do new stuff.
Yeah.
Not reuse everybody else's.
I mean, I don't need my son to watch the same thing I was watching getting ready for school. Like, come on now. Like, whew.
James Bond Jr.
So, yeah. I think it is, peanut butter is more so like the...
accoutrement.
I was totally going to say the same word. Yes. I swear to you, I was going to say the accoutrement.
Yes. Beat you to it.
I know. The fancy French word. So, yeah.
So, grand scheme, food court, debate over, crunchy sucks. Let's go.
Okay.
See you next week.
Yeah, bye.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flip.
Off-Air Flip.
With Jinya and Josh.